Hello and welcome. It is Garrett, and you are listening to the 8123 podcast. So we will get into it, but me and Pat will be separate for the next little bit. I'm sure you know why. We're going to be doing these from, he's going to be at his house, and I will be in the shed at my house. And that is how we are going to be doing these podcasts for the next, few weeks or however long. We're trying to stay safe and keep people, others safe. So we thought this is the best idea, since we will be staying home anyway. We'll get into that. We'll get into just kind of a recap of everything since we haven't talked to you guys in a while. And we haven't done one together since before we left for Europe. So we'll get into everything. It's different than we normally do it, and it will probably take a few for us to feel comfortable not being in the same room. But I think as we do more, it will be easier to feel normal. It is what it is. This is a strange time, and everyone's just kind of trying to find their way through it. But everyone's got to be stay as positive as they can, stay safe. But we love you guys, and we'll just get into it. So, hell yeah.
Hello.
What's up?
What's going on?
Wow. This is weird.
We're recording already?
We're 15 seconds in, my man.
I got to take a piss real quick.
All right. Well, let's listen.
No, I'm going to put it on mute. you can start talking.
All right. Well, hey, everyone. As in the whole world, knows, we are in a situation, a strange situation, which will, make it so me and Patrick and, actually everyone should not be, hanging out together.
I am, back. This is, my hand washing. So.
Oh, you want to hear? Well, we need to count it.
Yeah, right. I'm good. It's been 10 seconds.
I don't hear it. It sounds like you're not.
I swear.
I'm calling bullshit.
I swear, there's a lot has changed since we've done the last podcast.
Yeah. Like. Almost everything in the world has changed.
I kind of think people are getting hit with this every second of every day.
Yeah.
Obviously it's too big of a thing to not talk about, not talk about it at all. But maybe we just get that over with and then continue on with the future episodes and let
what the plan is for a while.
maybe this can be like a mental break for people when they listen to the other episodes where they're not just constantly being hit
with
this virus.
Yeah. We've talked for probably hours about just the state of everything and how when we got back from Europe, it was like, what's about to happen? This feels really different. and kind of a feeling of dread kind of comes up. You're like, is this it? Is this like the fucking end? It's crazy. I mean, it's a unlike anything.
Yeah, it's insane. I think the big, you know, if we have anything, you know, or if I have anything to add, you know, to the conversation, which is already abundant, you know, and like everybody's talking about it, I think it's, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in making it about yourself and thinking about just you, which like you obviously have to do to a, you know, to a certain extent, to just think about the future. But, you know, for me, it's been a big perspective shift to, you know, anytime I start going down that path, to remind myself that, you know, this is bigger. This is, you know, there's certainly, you know, somebody out there that has it way worse, you know, and, you know, and it's so easy to think that you're kind of in the worst, you know, like, you know, situation, because, you know, in my mind, I can go down the path of like, you know, I just had a baby that is 2 weeks old, that I have this fear of, you know, her being sick. And then, you know, our industry is relying, you know, and our income of how I take care of this baby is all based on performing at concerts, which can't happen right, you know, right now, and all these things. But you know, there is certainly you know, people in much harder positions. So you know, I would say that is a big thing that has helped, is just to, you know, continue to remind myself of like that perspective.
For sure. I mean, yeah, me too. It's like, you know, you have such a totally different thing to be thinking about with having a daughter, which we need to get into at some point and talk about that. But it's like, even I'm thinking of my girlfriend, and you know, she working at she's a bartender and a manager at a hotel, and they just got news today that every restaurant and bar and everything in downtown Phoenix is now shut down. It's good. She was happy about it because of just being able to spread things and not having all these people around and you know, and staying safe. But it's like, yeah, I mean, they straight up told her, is like, we don't know when this will be back. Like, there's a good chance this could be a long time. So, just the unsureness of everything is definitely something that, you know, I haven't had to think about in a while. But, I mean, we were talking the other day, when we got back from Europe, we all like had a sit down, because we haven't all sat together and talked in a while, and things got a little different, like not heated, but it was just like there was a conversation that we needed to have of where all our heads are at with just everything on the band side. And it was like, this feels a little weird and strange. And then we all hung out yesterday to talk about stuff, and it was completely different. It was like, oh, everyone's totally on the same page and happy, and like happy to be just around. And yeah, I mean, we're not going to be hanging out together for a little while, but yeah, I mean, it's just this perspective of things have just, it's really put it into perspective. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And I think I was listening to John Mayer was doing a Instagram chat thing, and you know, he was kind of talking about how, you know, anxiety is kind of a, you know, a thing that people tend to feel, you know, you're kind of making things up in your head, or you're thinking about how things potentially will be, or, you know, that causes you to feel anxious, you know. Mm-hmm. But like that, you know, what's happening right now is real, you know. Yeah. So like you shouldn't feel any shame or anything for feeling like you're freaked out, because
totally
there's actual, you know, there's something that's happening that's affecting the entire world. So
yeah, and there's not quite an answer, you know, because this hasn't because it hasn't happened in, you know, 100 years. And I mean, just the way people travel now and everything, it's like, it's different. It's just completely different. So
I mean, and it's something where I, you know, I don't feel like I generally deal with like anxiety all that much, you know, any of those kind of issues. But I've just felt like so, like a tightness in my chest and like tense. Mm-hmm. That's like, then I begin thinking like, oh my God, am I sick? Am I this and that? And then I realize that like, well, I can kind of like control how it feels with my breathing or with whatever. And it like, it ramps up when I'm sitting and you know, like reading all these things.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, I'm just feeling very anxious, but, that's kind of that. And, you know, I think our job and what, you know, we're going to try to is just, you know, keep this thing going, keep the podcast going, keep it entertaining. And, mm-hmm. You know, as a band, we're going to continue to work on an album, you know, albeit, you know, individually for the next bit here, but, you know, I think we're going to, attempt to continue on as normal as possible, mm-hmm. with while being cautious.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the only option you have.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and if there is a plus to this, which I don't know if there is, but just the idea of, you know, people being able to be home with their family, hopefully, and like making sure that everyone's okay and checking in on your parents to make sure they are okay and that they're staying home, and that if there's anything they can do to help them out is super important. And if like you can help your neighbors out in any way, I think all that's, you know, that's what's going to make this thing, you know, better for everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. But,
sure.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And other, I mean, we kind of haven't done a episode in a bit, so we thought that this would just be kind of a little chat, a little update on what's been happening. I had a baby.
You did.
On February 29th. So that's amazing. And
a little late baby.
Yeah. So yeah, she'll get made fun of in high school. People. Yep.
They'll call her like, tell her 5 years
she's
old.
Only 4 years old. Yeah. Whatever, yeah.
That would happen to you. That's funny.
Yeah. So pretty funny. But
she's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, she's cute and she's healthy and
pooping everywhere.
Happy and pooping. Yeah, she pooped on. She took a nice little poop on all over everything the other day, and including me. So didn't get the diaper on there fast enough.
Are you good at doing the diaper stuff?
Yeah, I am pretty good. I mean, not as good as Shakira. So she tends to do it way more often than I do, but.
You should practice on like footballs and stuff.
Yeah.
They did that in the office.
But so that's good and exciting. And you know, obviously like right now it's like I'm a little like freaked out even like wanting to hold her, just cuz you know I've been out in the world a little bit more than Kara has, so it's like,
I mean, she's mostly been home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't want to be responsible for anything.
Totally.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting times to be a parent for the first time. Yeah, what else? I mean,
There's a big one.
What's that?
Tim got married.
Tim did get married. It was awesome. There was, it rained all day, and it rained like up until right before the wedding was supposed to begin. So that was a little hard on him. And, then the party continued, and I think everybody had a great time.
It was so fun. You had the best speech of the night, like by far.
Oh,
it was
you.
So good. It was incredible.
I was
it was perfectly
freaked out. I was freaked out to do it.
It was kind of like that moment. What movie? Oh, something with Will Ferrell, and he is freaked out, so he puts headphones on when I was giving a speech. And it's like really loud. Like, it was so funny because everyone else was holding the mic like over here, like way down.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's up? But it was so fucking, it was very funny and very thoughtful and nice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I was, I would like walk my dog in the morning and rehearse it.
You said it to yourself?
Yeah. But then, like, once I got up there and did it, I was kind of just, like, using what I had written as an outline. And yeah. I was, like trying to add fly to make it feel a little bit more awesome.
Totally.
That was fun.
Yeah, that whole day was good. And it was kind of like the last thing. Before it's like, okay, everyone stay inside now,
because yeah,
that was at the point where it's like, what's happening? Okay, whoa, okay, yeah, stay inside.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like Arizona's kind of been a little bit behind on shutting things down and thing, you know, because there hasn't been that many cases, you know, where in other places, you know, they've had these things in place for way longer stuff.
Yeah. I mean, in my head, it's like fucking 2 weeks. Just do it. Everyone do it. It's the only way this will get better.
Yeah.
If we're just dragging out, it's like, it's, yeah. It, yeah. I keep thinking, it's just like, just fucking, it's like,
well, just like,
it's like, tear the Band-Aid off. Everyone's going to be in some shit for a while, but like, this is really important. And like, it's people's lives. Let's fucking take it serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Just exactly. We. What else? I mean, I guess we can say that we have a new song recorded. I mean, we probably won't put it out for quite a while because we're going to work on an album at some point. But we recorded a song.
Yeah. That was it.
Which.
Was...
We've never done this before.
Yeah. Where, I mean, you had such a good idea.
It's exciting.
Where, I mean, before we started talking about, you know, what's next before we went to Europe. And it was so just like unsure and not like knowing what kind of record or when we want to do it or anything. But I know you had a great, we had a song sticking around. That we were all like super excited about, and you're just like, let's just record it before we leave. And you know, a couple days, just like us with everything, just record it real quick before you leave.
Yeah.
And then and I mean, I think it was the best thing because it just freed up, like, we were so happy with the way it turned out, and it just already feels like such a good direction that it now, like, now ideas are just flowing out, and it's like the stress is just off our shoulders. Where, like, if we would have just been sitting on it, like, you know, we would have been thinking, is like still being like, what's next? What's next? How are we going to do this? And just getting one out of the way freed it up. And, you know, John normally doesn't write much, music on tour, it's just hard. It's just a hard thing to do, to find a space to do it and, you know, think clearly and stuff. But every day we were hanging out in the dressing rooms when we were in Europe. And I mean, every day everyone had their laptops out and messing with stuff and here, check this out. And, you know, a bunch of ideas came out, which, like I said, it's never, ever happened before. So, yeah, there's like this freeing kind of, oh, we can do whatever. And like, as long as we're happy with it, like no pressure. So, yeah, it's, and that side, it's a really good time.
Yeah. 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 And it's, you know, it's really the first time, like, we've gotten a demo back and just instantly we're like, holy shit. Like, this is incredible. We need to record it right now. You know, I would say the closest we've ever been to that was maybe with Don't Come Down, where it was like, oh, 100%, this is on the album.
Totally.
Like, this song's great. And I'd say with this, we're even more like over the moon about it, that we're just like, let's fucking record it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it kind of allowed us just to feel like really comfortable and like recording a song in our new studio that we've had for a while, but like haven't recorded a proper like song in it. Mm-hmm. It's an acoustic record.
Yeah.
So that's cool, and it's such a good song. It's so good.
Well, and I think it also makes us feel good that like we can do it at the studio where we and you know, maybe staying at home is a new experience in itself, making an album. Like, that's gonna be, you know, instead of going and, you know, going to some beautiful place and, you know, isolating yourself and whatever, I think at this time in our lives, it's going to be really interesting to stay home and, you know, be able to live our lives, you know, with our families and stuff and make an album at the same time. That just sounds, at this point, it sounds really freeing and cool. And I'm super excited to be able to do that.
Yeah. I'm pumped. Yeah, so that's kind of the exciting thing right now is that, and yeah, and then we'll continue on. Yeah, so we've been just working on tunes and hanging out at home and working on other things, and we'll keep the podcast going. I imagine maybe we'll just do them like really often.
Yeah, I would think, and as we do that, not having you here and I'm not with you will be less and less weird.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, like maybe we'll do like a handful each week, you know.
Yeah.
Just to kind of give the people that are into podcasts some entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine everybody's on the hunt for that right now, and I think, you know, from here on out, unless there's any major things to report, I think we'll probably avoid the topic of that everybody's talking about, and just try to keep it as if it's just a podcast going on. So I think we'll do a Q&A episode as the next one, and we got a bunch of questions on Twitter that we'll probably do. So check up for that here within maybe next day or two. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, sweet. Well, I gotta hop on a conference call here, but yeah, thank you all for listening to the podcast. We love you.
Yeah.
You'll be hearing from us soon. You know, again, we apologize for adding on to the pile of just conversation about what's happening, but it kind of feels odd to come back to the podcast with mentioning it. So
yep.
So sweet. Cool. We'll talk to you guys soon. And we love you. And hopefully everyone is doing well. And please hang out inside.
Yes. Stay safe. We love you guys.
All right.
Talk to you soon. In a couple of days. Bye.
All right. Later. Cool.